This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
On ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400, and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you could join me for the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. And it's always Sports Talk Savannah. Yeah, it's a Saturday morning. We're live at the Embassy Suites right here in downtown Savannah. I'm doing a live remote at the Coaches for Curing Cancer Clinic. Tonight is the gala at 6:30. If you want to come, help support childhood cancer, help support research, just go to coachesforcuringcancer.org and you can find the gala and then you can, you know, get tickets, call the person online, and they'll help you out. But this is my favorite part of the show. This is where we bring on the good kids. The kids have done something special. And like I say every week, I'm a broken record, okay? Whether they play Little League football, basketball, college, middle school, high school, professional, hey, nominate somebody. I want to get them on here because they're part of Savannah. Hey, in the first segment or the second segment of the show, we talked to Baker Woodward, who's a 2000 graduate of Calvary Day School. Now he's the BC coordinator, two state championships. That's what it's all about, talking about the kids that go to this, that stay in Savannah, Georgia, that are part of Savannah, Georgia. Well, you know, this next young man, baseball's in his blood, and his name is Ryan, R-Y-N-E. And if you know anything about Ryan, you can think about Ryan Sandberg, the great Chicago Cub infielder. He was named after him. I tried doing that with one of my kids, and my wife told me no. Well, I'm glad the coach won on that one. So, he's a standout shortstop. He just signed to play at Flagler College. He hit .516 with a .576 on-base percentage, had 11 doubles, 20 ribbies, RBI, 30 runs scored. He stole 32 out of 34 bases. He only struck out four times all year. And his coach, Coach Abernathy, had this to say: "It's been a great pleasure having him as a coach within our baseball program over at St. Andrew School. His baseball IQ is off the charts, and his ability to plug him into our leadoff role for 4 years has been special. He did an excellent job the entire season, and it's great to have a true baseball bum on a team, somebody that you can talk baseball with. And if you know anything about St. Andrew's baseball, they've made the playoffs four straight years. I coached there too. We always are on the cusp, can never get in. Overall record, this year 16-12. They made it to the Elite Eight, and total wins in Ryan's career, 55, not too shabby, but he's done a great job, and he's this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from St. Andrew's School, baseball player Ryan Wallenberg. Ryan Wallenberg, and I know he's played other sports. Ryan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for bringing me in today.
All right, let's adjust this. There you go. I shouldn't have done that before, but, you know, I got to do social media. I got to meet people, greet people, but anyway.
Thank you.
Great job in Savannah Morning News, first team, which is something special because not many baseball players out of St. Andrews have made it that far. So you've done a great job, and family's in your blood. Dad's a baseball coach. Mom's probably a baseball junkie too, right?
Yes, sir.
So she just loves it just as much as we all do. But, baseball, I mean, did you start playing when you got out of the crib or, it just happened?
I started playing as young as I can remember when I was about six. Machine pitch, baseball in the city and in
did
the county.
Did Dad do coach pitch with you?
Yes, sir.
Did he strike you out?
No.
Okay, good.
But, we started as young as I remember. We tried to play as many games as we could.
So it's in your blood. So
yeah, I've been playing since I can remember.
Since you started walking, probably. Yeah. So, all right, so now baseball. A lot of kids today, they tell us that, it's boring. Today's kids don't like standing around and watching it. But, I love it. It's a thinking man's game. You got to be thinking what's going to happen the next play. And you being still, you're just graduating high school. You're going to college. You're going to play Flagler, great university down there in Florida, right over the border. What do you like most about the game?
I just like how it's like you said, a thinking man's game. There's a lot to know about baseball. You can really never know as much as you can know about it because there's so many positions. I like how there's this competitive feeling to it when you're batting. The pitcher,
it's you against the pitcher.
Yeah, you gotta guess what pitch the pitcher's gonna pitch, and the pitcher's gotta know which pitch he's gonna throw to the batter.
And they say it's one of the hardest things to do in sports is to hit a baseball.
Yep.
So everybody says, hit a golf ball. Well, you can hit a golf ball. It might not go straight, but you see where it's coming. Baseball,
yes,
coming in at sometimes 90, 95 90. Miles an hour, which you haven't seen yet, right? Have you seen that yet?
I've seen it.
Oh, you have?
Up in the 90s.
You've been in the batter's box and you've seen the 90?
I have.
I haven't, so I'm not going in there. So, but anyway, like I said, reading off your .516 batting average, .576 on base percentage. You've stolen 32 bases in 34 attempts, 55 wins. And Coach Abernathy also told me you towed the rubber for him. You pitched a little.
I did a couple times this year.
So if I had to go talk to Coach Abernathy or Dad, okay, what would they tell me, or what do you think they would tell me is your best baseball skill?
I would say I think I play as hard as I can play. I run every ball out. I run on and off the field. I think I set the tone for the game.
Nice.
Makes the game move quickly, smoothly, as long as everyone's running off the field, getting hustle.
Well, that's great because most kids would say, well, you know, I'm a great hitter, I'm a great pitcher, but you know, it's the first time I heard about being a hustler and being out there, being a leader, setting the tone. I mean, that's a great quality, and
yes,
I know your coaches and your dad would say that. So, all right. I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm talking to Ryan Wallenberg, senior from St. Andrews. When are you guys graduating?
We're graduating next Friday, the 26th.
So you're still at St. Andrews. So you're still in
still
school,
in
all right? But you're going to go on and play at Flagler University, sign a D2 scholarship. So over the years, travel baseball, like you said, coach pitch, machine pitch. What routine do you use to make yourself a better baseball player?
Well, from the time period that football gets out in the winter, I start practicing baseball, working on my own a lot. This year I broke my ankle in football, so I missed the whole season. But
I heard about that. I remember that.
Yeah. So I had to work hard to get back to strength, get my strength back. Spent a lot of time in the weight room in the off season for baseball. It was tough, but I managed to get my strength up.
A lot of traveling ball?
I did. I played a lot of traveling
ball. You think traveling ball makes you a better high school baseball player?
Oh, for sure. It's,
the more you do it, the better. Yeah, right?
Yes, sir.
So, all right. Well, you know, coming into the season, I mean, like I said, I mean, pretty awesome stats here. Was there any personal goal that you had coming into the season?
Well, I wanted to steal about 40 bases because last year I stole about the same I did this year, and I wanted to improve that. But I got around the same amount I did this year. I wanted to bat .500, which I did.
It's pretty awesome if you could bat .500 in high school baseball.
Those were my two main goals for this year.
Now, how about team goals? Were there any team goals that Coach AB wanted you to do, Coach Abernathy, or was just you guys just came together and did it?
We wanted to win the region because that hasn't been done before, but we came up one game short. All we could do is just look for the playoffs, look forward to the playoffs, and try to do it as well as we could.
As far as you could go. Well, yeah, I'm telling you, 4 years straight making the playoffs at St. Andrews, something special, because I'm telling you, I coached there, I've watched the program, I live around the block. I mean, just trying to get over the hump because they've been very good in football, basketball, volleyball, soccer, you name it. Baseball's always been the weak link over there, but I'm glad you guys are really taking it to next level. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. I'm talking to our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Ryan Wallenberg from St. Andrew's School. So now I'm putting you on the spot here. Don't get nervous. Got to give some love to your teammates.
Yes,
who
sir.
Else did you feel had a great season this year for the Saints? Sorry, old school. The Lions. you don't know the Saints, do you? You've always been a Lion, right?
I was a Saint.
Okay.
I went there when I was in lower school.
Okay, so you know the difference. So
yeah.
I'm still old school.
Yeah.
My daughter graduated from there, and she was a Saint, but now it's a Lion, but go ahead.
All three seniors, the other three seniors besides me, had a great year. Carter Hubbard, Grayson Barnhill, Brooks Vanderluck, they all had a great year. Brooks Vanderluck made first-team All-Region. Jacob Boyd made first-team All-Region. He's a junior. We had some young guys come up. They did very well pitching this year. Ben Epperly and Connor Gordon, they did very good. We got a lot of young guys on the team. Just looking forward to see how they progress and do better in the future.
Well, you're not too far away, so you can keep track of what's going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, you and Dad will tell you, you know, you're going to eat, sleep, and just do
yes,
baseball
sir.
All the time, and then, of course, your academics come into play, so it's going to be a lot, but you'll keep him in the back of you. So, while the man that's been your coach for 4 years, Coach Abernathy, what do you want to tell us about Coach Abernathy? Coach AB, as he likes to be called.
Coach Ab's a great coach. He knows his players. Like, he's gotten to know me and the other three seniors very well the past 4 years. He's helped us a lot. He really knows the game, and I just hope the guys, younger guys, have a great relationship with him, just like me and the other three guys had. He played at Mercer, so he really knows baseball. He knows the players' his players' strengths and weaknesses, which is really good for a coach to know. And he's a really he knows how to.
You can say he's a player's coach, right?
Yeah, he knows how to make baseball fun.
Well, that's what we need is a lot more coaches to make baseball fun. Not everybody sitting out in the field and watching everybody hit, and then you hit one ball to one guy and the other nine or eight are watching. There's only nine in the field. So, you know, I agree with you. He does a great job, and he's very, very energetic. He's enthusiastic about it, and
he is.
I think wherever he coaches, that's the way he'll always be. Mm-hmm. So now you told us you played football. Did you do anything else besides baseball and football?
I played football all 4 years. I played basketball as a freshman, sophomore. Then I decided to focus more on football and baseball. But I really like football and baseball a lot. I mean,
well, I'm going to put you on the spot now. Now, if Coach Dixon's listening, Coach Abernathy's listening, which one do you like the best?
I mean, I think I go baseball, but I really do love football too because it's a great sport. I've always loved playing it, but I mean, I played baseball
all your life,
all my life, been around it a lot more than football, but I still do love watching football. I'm an L.A. Rams fan.
The L.A. Rams, St. Louis to L.A. It's tough, yeah.
It's tough being an L.A. Rams fan.
And you don't hear many youngsters like you say the Rams, but anyway, we gravitate to different teams. So now St. Andrews, good school, IB program, a lot of different other extracurricular activities that go on there. You have any chance to do anything else over at St. Andrews?
Well, I joined the chess club, which
hey.
Is I learned a lot about chess. I didn't know going into high school how to play chess. So
nice.
I
any other clubs
news.
Besides that? National Honor Society.
I was in the Art Honor Society.
Okay,
I was
good.
A part of the IB Art.
Nice.
I had fun doing that.
All right. Well, you know, you got to get involved in other things too, and that's pretty impressive. Chess club, and they have a chess club there.
They do have a chess club.
Not many schools have that. So now playing high school sports, and you go into the next level, you get a chance to go to play D2 baseball. But as far as high school sports have been to Ryan Wallenberg at St. Andrews, what has high school sports meant to you?
I think the main thing is they've kept me in shape. You know, all year round, just keep practicing, playing
games.
Keeps
you out of trouble.
Yes, it does. you know, summer, like, you have workouts every day. You get about a week off, maybe. It really keeps me in shape. And
has it prepared you to go to next level?
I think it has because you learn, like, what – you kind of learn what your strengths and weaknesses are, like, what you need to work on, how you need to work out. What you need to do in the weight room, basically.
Also, probably time management with your academics, too.
Yeah.
Because I know if you didn't have the grades, you wouldn't be signing a scholarship to go to Flagler College.
Sure.
So,
a lot of late nights.
As your father would tell you, the first thing that the college coaches want to know is what's your grades, okay? You can have all the talent in the world. So, all right, mom and dad are listening. Put the sports aside. You're done playing baseball in college. Hopefully, you know, it's a dream of every young man to get drafted. But what do you want to be in the future? I mean, other than playing baseball your whole life?
Well, right now, I'm looking at getting a sport management degree. That's what I've decided to go for in college. I would really like the opportunity to work for like a professional team, maybe baseball, football, anything.
Nice.
That'd be amazing.
Sports management.
Sport management.
Good
yeah.
field. Well, I'll get it to you. I got to give you a plaque because I don't know where I put it with everything else that's going on here this morning. But I have a plaque for you. And, I mean, just a great job signing a Division II or signing a college scholarship to play baseball is something special, whether it's Division I, Division II, Division III. And we know Division III, you get academic. It's not a scholarship, but it's a great job. And, like I said, unbelievable stats this year. First team, Savannah Morning News baseball team, 516 batting average, 576 on-base percentage. You've done a great job, and that's why you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for May 20th, 2017.
Thank
Ryan
you.
Wallenberg from St. Andrew's Schools. Keep up the great work, and we'll follow your college, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
All right, just stay right here. We got to thank the man that sponsors this. Remember, your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic now is located at two locations. On Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, right here in Savannah, Georgia, you can go visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at 329 Eisenhower Drive. And then in Pooler, Georgia, on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we're going to talk a little Georgia football. Eagle, Georgia Southern footballs. We're going to talk Georgia Southern football with the assistant head coach, Chad Lunsford. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.